Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. What if we could design a camera that could take 100 billion pictures a second, enough to record the fastest phenomena in the universe? Sounds like science fiction, right? But it's not. Veronique LaCapra talked to a scientist at Washington University in St. Louis who has developed an imaging system that breaks down some of the barriers between science fiction and reality.
According to his WashU website, biomedical engineer Li-Hung Wong and his research lab have invented or discovered a whole bunch of high-tech imaging techniques, like functional photoacoustic tomography, dark field confocal photoacoustic microscopy, time-reversed ultrasonically encoded optical focusing, and a whole bunch of other things I've never heard of. So it probably won't come as a surprise that the new camera Wong's team has developed isn't exactly your ordinary point-and-shoot.
For the first time, humans can literally see light pulses traveling in space at a speed of light.
The speed of light is just over 186,282 miles per second. Going that fast, it would take you about a second to go all the way around the world 7.5 times.
Based on Einstein's theory of relativity, any mass or energy can propagate only up to the speed of light. So we're literally talking about the fastest phenomenon in the world.
So how do you take a picture of a light pulse moving at, well, the speed of light? Wong says you start with something called a streak camera.
The streak camera is a very specialized device that allows us to convert time into space.
Say that again. It can convert what?
So you have to convert time into space.
That's what I thought he said. How do you do that?
We convert light particles or photons into electrons, then pull the electrons really hard at different rates depending on the time of arrival. So the time of arrival will be converted into different vertical positions.
Turning time into space. It only gets more complicated from here, so let me skip to the punchline. Wong's new technology improves on previous ultrafast cameras in two important ways. Up until now, street cameras could only take a one-dimensional snapshot. Think of it like trying to take a picture of something flying by really fast behind a vertical slit. And the fastest cameras had to have an external light source to work. Wong's technique doesn't need special lighting, and it produces two-dimensional images, more like a regular photograph, but at a rate of one every 10 trillionths of a second.
It's a big deal.
That's Dartmouth biomedical engineer Brian Pogue.
Anytime that you create a system that images 1,000 times faster than what exists today, that's a big deal.
Pogue wasn't involved with developing the new imaging system, but he reviewed it for the journal Nature, where Wong's research is published. Pogue says this new way of visualizing the movement of light could lead to major scientific breakthroughs in fields like physics and military defense.
Things like optical cloaking or...
Cloaking? Like Star Trek cloaking? That kind of cloaking?
Yes.
In science fiction, cloaking is a technology that can make an object, like a spaceship, disappear. Pogue says it's something the military would like to be able to do in real life. Pogue says Wong's new system would allow researchers to image the light as it bends, something they haven't been able to do before, and that could help make optical cloaking a reality. Li-Hung Wong imagines other uses for the new camera, from molecular biology to astronomy. Really, any field where ultrafast imaging could lead to new discoveries. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.
That's all for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Thanks for listening.